Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump is holding out for a diplomatic solution to the Israel-Iran conflict.
Diplomatic immunity!
Can't hear the word diplomat or diplomatic without thinking of Lethal Weapon 2.
Diplomatic immunity!
Diplomatic immunity!
And what does he say when he drops the container on him?
Revoked?
The shipping container?
It's been revoked.
You ever seen the movie, have
no,
you?
No, I've never seen
Ruined.
It.
Ruined. Now you
never
can't see it.
Seen it, because that is at the end. It was so, revoked.
Yeah, it's the guy from Mighty Ducks.
Wear thick socks, Gordon.
You know that one? That guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The old coach or whatever, his mentor.
He ran the skate shop.
Yes. Yes. Where he gives him the skates. It's that guy, and he plays a bad guy.
Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
In the same way that I can't talk about democracy without it being democracy manifest.
Very similar. Very similar.
Yes. Well, Donald Trump has equivocated publicly when it comes to the U.S. involvement in the conflict between Israel and Iran. And it kind of started with a Truth Social post when he said, quote, "We have control over the skies over Iran." Now, Israel had control over the skies in Iran, and he used the word "we." And it was funny, a National Review editor in the podcast said, you know, if Republicans are pretty concerned about pronouns, "we" is an important one to use in this conversation.
Because, and that was, I think, that's really been the issue over the entire last week is, well, wait a minute. How involved are we?
How involved are we
going to get?
Yes.
Because if you have been arguing for years that we shouldn't be helping Ukraine because we can't keep getting into wars, which we never sent any troops over there, and all we did was give arms to them that were old and were going to be replaced anyway, because that's part of our economy is replacing and, you know, making and selling and arms. Mm-hmm. You can't make the argument that that was too much and then now be on board with the idea of potentially actually using our own troops to do something, whether it's pilots or whatever else.
There's a lot here. Yeah, there's a lot here. And Trump obviously has been outspoken about his isolationist tendencies. The populists that run the Republican Party now, they are isolationists. I mean, isolationism tends to be a pretty big current within the populist stream. And so you do see that, you know, no more forever wars. Donald Trump talked about that. But he was asked about the conflict between Israel and Iran and whether or not the United States would be involved. And he said this.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
So, okay. So you're saying there's a chance.
I suppose in maybe a black ops kind of situation, you don't want to show your hand, right? But if we're about to get involved, I don't know about the... okay. It could be that he knows exactly what he wants to do, but he doesn't want to say it publicly. And I'm going to grant him that possibility. But at some point, you're going to have to be public with it because you should be going through Congress.
Or not public. You just say, well, you know, Israel's a great ally and they have a right to defend themselves. Because here's the thing. I'm telling you exactly what's happening with all these Western leaders and all of Europe. They can condemn it. Say, oh, Israel, you know, you can't escalate it. And, you know, well, you know, Israel and Iran, that's a conflict they have. And they say that publicly. And they go, then they go behind closed doors and they say, thank goodness that Israel is blowing up the nuclear sites there in Iran.
Well, they're doing a little more than that right now, and they wouldn't be able to do it without us.
So that
should be said.
Well, allegedly they don't have the big bunker busters,
which are made here, by the way, in St. Louis.
Yes, and they don't have the big ones.
But that's not really the issue. Is it's not about whether or not we're assisting them. It's about whether or not we are really getting involved in a full-scale war, because this is somebody who literally ran on no more wars. There could be no more wars as soon as I take office day one.
No,
Joe Biden's getting us into wars. That's what this is about.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying is we know that we provide Israel with military help and the Iron Dome and all that. I know that. I know we give them money and weaponry. But generally, to the public, whether it is the president of the United States or the president of Canada or the president of France or of Germany or any of these EU leaders, we know of course we give Israel military help and weapons and so forth and money and so forth. But it gives us plausible deniability to say, well, we don't really know how they're using it. We don't know what's going on. Generally, that's what these leaders say. Donald Trump, I think, can't help himself. I don't think he likes to think that there is a big military operation going on and he's not the big man on campus. This would be a time to let Israel be the big man on campus. Now, you can say, like, we support them. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't say that you support them or they have a right to defend themselves. But I'm telling you, nobody wants a nuclear Iran. Everybody knows Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror, spending billions of dollars on their nuclear program and Hezbollah and Hamas and all these other terrorist groups, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Houthi movement, billions of dollars to in Syria to Assad that killed tens of thousands of Palestinians. So this is what Iran's doing. They've trademarked the phrase death to America, death to England, death to Israel, death to the Jews and the infidels. Like, that's what they're doing. They've been promising that when they have the ability to blow up Israel, they will. They have a countdown clock. They have a countdown clock to the end of the existence of Israel.
We've also been talking about Iran and nukes for 30 years. It's just around the corner. And it clearly has not been just around the corner.
But I will say this.
And Israel would not be doing this now if they weren't very confident. They're not even close to the capability.
But think of this. How many accidents have happened over the years? I can think of 4 accidents in the past 6 years where, a nuclear facility or uranium enrichment plant, there's an accident. My guess is Israel's making sure that Iran doesn't get nuclear, and we can say whatever we want about Israel, but I'm telling you, behind closed doors, every single one of those leaders in Europe and in North America are thanking God that Israel's doing this.
That's not even the important point as far as the United States is concerned, is whether or not we are actually sending troops or going to really, not just a little bit of assistance here and there, but I'm talking like get full scale involved. That's what the concern is. That's why people keep asking him, what are you going to do here?
And that's
because they want to know.
He can't help himself in the sense of like, this would be the time for him not to.
So you think he's just saying like, you know, we're doing the same thing that America always does, just kind of help them on the down low. That's what you're saying? But he can't help but talk about being involved?
I think he wants to be the big man on campus. I think he wants to do something.
And I'm not that confident that that's what's going on. I think people are legitimately concerned, and they have every right to be, because this is a fly-by-the-seat-of-his-pants kind of guy, which is not really in my opinion, a great quality to have if you have this position, but that's just
not
sort
when it
of,
comes to Iran. No,
or anything,
yeah.
anything. He does it kind of on anything, on a whim. He's been like that on immigration. He was a week ago talking about, this immigration policy is really a problem for farms and for hospitality. So we're going to back off on that. And then he 3 days later went back on that. So he just he's not really consistent in anything. So why should we feel confident,
oh, I'm not confident
that he's not really going to get us involved in something?
Oh, no, that's
here.
What I'm
when
saying.
He ran
yes.
on getting us out of wars, never-ending wars. Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George Bush, getting us in never-ending wars. Well, this dude acts like he wants to really get involved
that's
in
what
one
I'm
now.
Saying.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He is so fickle. I have said this over and over again. He has no North Star other than himself. So if he happens to align with your isolationist values or your populist values, it's only because in that moment it was beneficial for him to say
sure.
that thing.
Yeah.
So now when people say, well, wait a minute, I thought he didn't want to get involved in war. No. In the moment, it benefited him to say, we've got to end forever wars. We've got to stomp out the neocons. And now he's you think he's backtracking. He's not backtracking on anything because he has no fixed point other than how he feels in that moment. And that's what I'm saying is if he had a fixed point, he would stop talking. Don't get the United States more involved than it needs to be right now. And to your point, I have no confidence that on a whim, he might think, you know what? Let's do more because I want to say that I'm the one that did it.
Right. And I just hope that if he does this, the people who voted for him because he promised we were getting out of wars, I hope they go, wait, hold on a second. Wait a minute. You said the other thing. I hope they don't just fall in line with it, go, well, because that's what Donald Trump wants to do, then that must be the right thing to do. Have some critical thinking here, and I hope that's what people do. And I imagine a lot of people who voted for him will have those thoughts, but there's a very hardcore percentage that it does not matter what he says. They are in. They're in because they think he just knows what he's doing at all times and is smarter than everybody else.
And that's why, again, why I wish he would stop talking because here's the thing. Israel knows how to protect itself. And I think Israel does a lot that we don't know about in the sense of it's like, hey, we've got to protect ourselves. The world is against us. All of the surrounding countries want to blow us up. And a lot of the West is starting to look at us as a really bad guy. So we've got to do what we need to do to preserve ourselves, the small little country that we are. I have confidence that Israel is confident that they're going to make sure that Iran can't develop nukes, that they're taking out the leaders of the Iranian regime. Which, by the way, the Iranian people are suffering terribly under this regime, whether it's the morality police and the women and all of this, right? So the Iranian, it's not the Iranian people, it's the Iranian regime.
Yeah.
And Israel wants to take them out. And I have confidence that Israel can do what it needs to do. And I think if the United States kind of does what it normally does, which is we support Israel's right to defend itself, I don't want Trump to get us more involved than we need to be.
Well, I think we should take some ownership and recognize that we are, as a country, before us, way before us, partially responsible for what Iran is now, because they had a democratically elected government in the 50s, and we overthrew them because we helped overthrow them because we thought they were a little too Soviet friendly, or going to be. And there were oil interests. So that is one of the reasons that this religious fundamentalism was able to take over in the 50s. And that's our fault.
The 70s.
So I think we should.
The Islamic Revolution was in the 70s.
It happened in the 70s, but it started in the 50s when we overthrew a democratically elected leader because, again, we thought he was cozying up too much with the Soviets. And that's our fault. So we should take ownership of that. And there's a reason Iran doesn't like us. And I think it's okay to acknowledge that, too.
And they've I will say radical Islam has never liked us. The founding fathers dealt with it. When you had like the Tripoli pirates and all that. I mean, this radical Islam has been attacking infidels, Christians, Americans, whatever it is, before America had anything to do with their country. So it is the ideology of radical Islam, but it goes back
hundreds of years. It could have a lot to do with history that goes well beyond that, too. I mean, I don't think we're perfect, and I think we should acknowledge that maybe we are also partially to blame for some ills that have happened in other countries over the hundreds of years. I think it's okay to acknowledge that. And it's not just
America didn't exist in 1530.
Christianity did, and I think they might see us as a Christian nation. Some people, I don't think everybody does, but there were some really bad things that happened hundreds of years ago.
Deal with it now, because radical Islam is not good.
No radical religion is good. Zero. None of them. There's not a single radical religion that is good. Let's get a break. 314-436-7900. Go right ahead and join the show. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, we're going to give away tickets to the Outlaw Fest, which is coming up at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, June 28th. Final pair of tickets this week to give away. Got to be listening for your chance to win on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.